sweet child, always remember the tilak of this awareness needs to be constantly applied. You are the ruler, and you wear this tilak eternally. Welcome home, child. You have found your way back to the Father and your home. Bathe in my love. And remember, remember, you are the self-sovereign. You are my last steadfast child of every kalpa. Welcome home. sweet child. Welcome home. Welcome. Babdada is congratulating you, child, for you have attained your godly fortune in this new life. You have received God's love. Imperishable love. And this love, child, this love remains all the time for many births. In the golden age, child, yes, you will have fortune. But the present time, the time of the confluence age, is so much more fortunate. Why, child? It is only now you receive the blessing and the inheritance of constant fortune from the Father. And I, your father, am so happy to welcome you home. I have waited for you. Your father, Brahma, stayed awake at night, invoking you, child. He also loves you deeply. Fill your heart with this love. For always. Welcome home, child. Welcome. Dear child, you can become whatever you want. Dear child, do not ever complain, Baba. You called me late. Child, you don't say this, do you? Even now, child, you can become double light. You can fly. Child, do you have this enthusiasm? Because with enthusiasm, you definitely will make it happen. And my child, attention is essential in your study. Study doesn't mean to just listen. Child, study means to listen and to do. This is now the time to fly, to become double light and fly. And Bab Dada is giving you congratulations, child, in advance. You have come home, and you have a right to live in Bab Dada's heart. Thank you. sweet and lovely child. But Daddy's home is your home. Welcome. You are a king, and so as a king, where do you live every day? Where do you sit? On the throne. You are the crown prince that is seated on the throne. You have the crown, the throne, and the tilak. And you, child, can make up time. You, my dear child, can do in 10 days what the seniors did in 10 years. You, my child, can do what the seniors did in 10 years. You can do this in 10 days. Simply, child, remain immortal and make others immortal. Go into the stage of being immortal. You, the tiny immortal soul, seated in the center of the forehead. Child, practice this and inspire it in others. You are immortal. You are for always, forever. And you are always mine. If there's any more first-timers in the gathering, please do come to the front on the sister's side. Thank you. Welcome home, child. Welcome. I have been waiting for you. And your father Brahma stayed awake at night calling you home. And you have returned. You are my last so fast child of every cycle. You have come home, and you know how to use every moment, every invaluable moment of this cycle, of this confluence age. You know how to use every moment of this time. Again, welcome home. Child, welcome home. You are my child of every cycle, and you have returned home. Welcome home. The Father loves you eternally. You are one of a handful out of multi-millions, always, child, hold this self-respect. You are my last so fast child. Fly in my heart, live in my heart, always, child. Welcome home, child, welcome. Father Brahma stayed awake at night invoking you to welcome you home. And now you have come. Every day, fill your heart with my love. You are my child eternally. Welcome home. Sweet child, welcome home. You belong to me eternally, forever. Welcome home. You are the child that becomes the self-sovereign every cycle. You are victorious eternally. Welcome, child.
So a very good evening and a very, very warm welcome. It's an honour and a privilege to be here, to be able to say welcome home to everyone. And again, an honour and a privilege to be able to be on the stage and be sharing some thoughts with two very valuable jewels of the Yajna. And if I can just give a brief introduction. to my immediate left is Aditi Nirmala. So Aditi is someone who is Baba refers to in the Sakar Merli. Brahma Baba gave her the title of double doctor. So she took personal sustenance both from Mama and Baba. And Aditi has played a very instrumental role in service in the West, so helping service spread around the globe. She's the coordinator of Gyan Sarovar, but as well as that, she's the regional coordinator for the Asia Pacific Zone, overseeing 19 countries. Aditi was in Australia for 25 years? 30 years. So I come from Australia, so we still count Aditi as an Australian, at least half Australian. So a very warm welcome to Aditi Nirmala. And on the other side of the stage we have Aditi Shilu. So someone who you'll know, we know the voice of Bap Dada, and for us Aditi Shilu has played an equally important role in that she translates the Avyakt Merlis, and she's played a similarly important role in terms of serving and sustaining all the double foreigners, and she has a very special place in our heart. So if you go to Pandav Bhavan, you'll have a chance to drop in and say hello to her. Her little office is there just opposite Baba's hut. And again, also sustained Aditi Shilu, both by Mama and Baba. Both sustained by Mama and Baba? Yes. So we have a very we have an immediate connection with the origins of the Yajna. So if you'd like to offer a very warm welcome to our beloved jewels here on stage. So perhaps the first thing, and as you have the microphone, Aditi Shilu, any words to this group? Because we're living in an amazing time now. This is an unprecedented time, the time of COVID. And perhaps many of us thought that visiting Madhuban again was out of the question. So it makes the visit here all the sweeter. Do you have any thoughts to share or any special message to those who have made the journey, and many of them for the first time?
Om Shanti. I would request all of you also to repeat Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Dadi Janki would say it three times and then give the meaning. Who am I? Whose am I? And why am I? So on behalf of beloved Bab Dada, all the Dadis, all the Madhuban Nivasis, and also on my behalf, I welcome all of you to Baba's home, Madhuban. Yes, you may clap for yourselves that you are most welcome to Madhuban. Yes, I know that for the past 2 years it had been a difficult situation. You couldn't come to Madhuban, and I can say that your body was there but the mind was here. You all wanted to come, but because of COVID-19 you couldn't come, and now that it has opened up, everything is coming back to normal, you could make it. We also in Madhuban did miss you a lot, because when double foreigners are in Madhuban, it really feels that we are in an international university. But without you double foreigners moving around in Madhuban, as Baba says, that Baba's title is World Benefactor. So without double foreigners in Madhuban, it was like Baba only Bharat Benefactor. So we were all missing you definitely. And we were waiting when would this corona finish and all of you would come back to Madhuban. So those who have come to Madhuban, all of you, you have really been very, very brave indeed. I remember there was a Russian group which landed on the 15th of this month, and on that very day the Indian government removed all sanctions, means staying in quarantine and all that, it removed. And they didn't know about it, so as they landed at the airport in Delhi, it was said to them that no need for quarantine, you can go away, go straight out of the airport and go to your destination. So they were so relieved that no more quarantine for us. And I don't think anybody of you also had to undergo quarantine at the airport. Did anyone have to undergo? No? No one. So it's all finished. But they are saying it's only for a time being, and maybe it can erupt again. The fourth variant can come, but it won't be that severe. Of course, the second variant was quite severe. The third not that bad, but fourth they are saying it won't be dangerous at all. Anyway, but now that all of you are in Madhuban, enjoy yourselves, have a good time, do tapasya, because the atmosphere here is very, very powerful. You have very good chances to do tapasya here. We are totally away from the world, and we all know the situation of the present world. For the past 1 month, the war between Russia and Ukraine has created a lot of stress in many people in the world. And the threatening of a nuclear war is also creating a lot of stress in the people. But we Baba's children have the knowledge of the three aspects of time. Baba has given us the knowledge of the drama. And with the help of this knowledge, we do understand that whatever is happening, first of all, it is nothing new. Baba uses the term nothing new, as it has happened in the last kalpa too. And whatever is happening is very, very beneficial, because it is paving the way for the golden age to come. And whatever is happening, it is the most accurate thing. It is happening in the right way. This is destined. So nothing new, everything beneficial, and it is the way it is to happen. And therefore, no need to worry, no need to fear, no need to really have any questions or to get any surprise. So no worries at all. And Baba says you have to become like detached observers. So as detached observers, we are able to apply a full stop. And Baba has given us the way to apply a full stop. Baba says, apply three dots. I am a soul. I am a dot. Baba is a dot. And drama is a dot. And therefore, we are so different from the people of the world. When people see us, they say, how is that you are so happy? Because there is stress, there is fear, there is anger on everyone's face. And here we as Baba's children are in a very peaceful state. And this is what Baba keeps telling us in the Murlis also. Children, are you not able to hear the cries of the people? You have to go deep into silence to hear their cries, and then thereby give them the vibrations of peace. Give them this good news that it is not the end. Tell everyone the message that the new age is coming, the golden age is coming, and for that a big, huge transformation is taking place. It has happened before and it is happening now, and therefore no need to worry. So this is the message we have to give to the people of the world. They are so anxious to know of the future, and we know the future. We also have that faith that we are with God. God is our protector. We are in His company, or rather we can say that we have become combined. I'm not away from God. I've held His hand. He has held my hand. And I'm totally protected. But whatever happens is for our benefit. And therefore we are able to remain very calm and cool, and show that cheerful face to everyone and make them also cheerful. So Baba has given us a very, very big task to do. It's a very big responsibility because people don't know the future. The future for them is very dark. But for us, the future is very bright. And in order to experience that, we have to go more and more into silence. Go more and more deep within to experience that light within. And then become a lighthouse to share that light with others. We have to become true embodiments of peace, love, happiness, bliss, power, which is our original stage anyway. And we have to attain that once again. For that, all the time be connected with the Father, who is the ocean of these virtues. So once again, welcome to all of you to Madhuban. You have come at a very good time when we will be celebrating Dadi Janki's, you know, anniversary, 2 years of her this ascent to the subtle regions. And also there are other programs going on at the moment in Shantivan. So many saints and sannyasis have come to bless Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji, who's celebrating her 98th birthday today. She's the only original jewel of all the 400 jewels, original jewels who were at the beginning of the yajna. Baba has called all others to the subtle regions for some important work to bring in the new world. They are playing their incognito roles. But Dadi Ratan Mohini, the only very precious jewel of amongst the original jewels, is still with us. And today we celebrated her 98th birthday. And each one blessed her that may you be with us till the end so that we may all go together as Brahma Baba is waiting for us in the subtle regions to become perfect and then return to the soul world. So we have to do this task now, become equal to the Father, become perfect, full, complete, become angels, return home to our sweet home, God's home, our home, Paramdham, and then come back into this world when this world will be a purely golden aged world, a world of heaven. So congratulations to you for having come to Madhuban, for having been brave to overcome all the obstructions which must have come in front of you before you could really reach here. And whilst you are here, make your time be used in a worthwhile way. Utilize every moment of yours to make yourself strong so that you become so strong, and then when you go back you are able to make other souls also as strong as you are. So with these words I welcome all of you once again. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you, Didi Shilu. So Didi Nirmala, if you have any particular thoughts or words to share for those who have made the trek, taken the step of courage to come to Madhuban, we have yeah. questions. Huh? We have questions, that's for sure. It's whether we have time.
I think better ask different question. She has given a lot on welcome and what they should be doing. यहाँ कोई भारतवासी योग के लिए बैठे हो तो वो नीचे जा सकते हैं क्योंकि यहाँ अंग्रेजी में ही क्वेश्चन आंसर होने वाले हैं.
So, behind we have my subtle and secret life with the Supreme. So, the theme for the season. Didi, was there a time before you came in Gyan when there were signs that Baba was preparing the way for you?
I don't think I was pre-prepared apart from that I was religious-minded, attending temples whenever convenient on festival days, or attending religious lectures with my parents. But yes, I was fully vegetarian. I had to give up only onion, garlic. And I was having, means I had every fun in my life before I came to Gyan, in the sense every weekend we used to go to movie or boxing match or music concert. So every weekend my father would take us somewhere, and every Sunday we used to go to beach for a walk. So that's how I was prepared, but it was nice that I took medicine and didn't get married. So, I was free from that bondage of marriage or children or family, because once I finished my matriculation or SSC school certificate examination, I was 17 at that time, and my all sisters got engaged at the age of 17 and got married at 19. So my father was looking for a boy for me, because that time is marriage. And I told my parents, either I get married or I study medicine, because medical study is a hard study and you can't have married life, responsibility of a wife, housewife, as well as medical student. So I said, I will have to choose one of them, whatever you want me to do. And he was keen that I study medicine. So he said, okay, no need to get married, okay, study. So I kept on studying and I was free. So that was my fortune.
So no, there weren't any visions or anything that prepared you in a subtle way beforehand? Baba didn't come to visit you in your dreams?
No. No dreams, no vision,
I was. Even after Jnana, never had vision.
So Didi Shilu, perhaps you could share with us, I know our time is brief, so just in brief, how do you feel that your relationship with Baba has changed over the years? Because any relationship grows and develops. How would you explain how your relationship with Baba has changed?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that I very proudly say to everyone, when people ask me, how did you take your spiritual birth? I say to them that I took my spiritual birth in Brahma Baba's lap. It was my very first day. Baba was in Mumbai and my mother, she was in Gyan for a year or so, and Baba had come to Mumbai and my mother, Lokik mother, took me to Baba. I was just about 11, 12. So she took me to Baba, and the moment I saw Brahma Baba, I felt that he was my father. Because I lost my father, he died when I was very little, and therefore I never saw my father. So I used to feel that I don't have any father. But then Baba called me, and Baba said, "Come child, come daughter, come. So I just ran to Baba. I was sitting little far. And I just ran, and then, you know, Baba was sitting on the floor with many of us. And I ran and just put my head on Baba's lap. And I just, you know, hugged Baba. And Baba blessed me at that very moment. The child has come back to the father. That's what Baba told me. He patted on my back. And Baba said, the child has come back to the father. And I felt that I found my real father. And then, of course, there was no looking back. This was in 1960, 59, 60, so maybe some 63 years ago. And of course, I had the aim that one day I would surely serve Baba. I continued to study. I gave a good speech in front of Baba in English, and Baba blessed me at that very moment. You speak very good English, because I was studying in a convent school in Mumbai, very good school, and I prepared a small poetry in English and I recited in front of Baba. So Baba blessed me at that very moment that Baba will send you abroad to serve. Baba will send you abroad to serve. I didn't want to study anymore, but Baba said, no, you have to study. And then a time came when I had to decide what line to take, engineering or medicine. And my family wanted me to take medicine. And in contrast to what Didi's experience was, I really was not interested in taking up medicine. But I wrote a letter to Baba. This was in the year 1967. That, Baba, what should I do? My family members want me to study medicine. Baba, you advise. And Baba wrote a letter back to me, replied to me, that child, Baba has great hopes in you and Baba wants you to become a spiritual doctor and serve the world. That's what Baba wrote to me. A spiritual doctor and serve the world. So I gave up the idea of studying medicine, and Devi Nirmala was there to help me at that time. And she said, just two years of graduation, that's all, and it will be enough. Your family will be, you know, that request will finish. So I did that, and Baba became avyakt. But I had that relationship with Baba all the time. And then after Baba became avyakt, my relationship with Brahma Baba even grew more and more. Because I felt this is my true home, this is my true seva, this is my true life. And then of course I dedicated myself, and I do believe that whatever I did was the right step. And since 1969, after Baba became avyakt, I decided that I will now surrender my life, finish my studies, and then it is now 54 years. But I can say that my relationship with Baba had grown more and more, because there was no looking back. There was no looking back into the world. Even when I was very little, my mother, Lokik mother, she was very spiritual too. So as Didi said, she used to take me to spiritual lectures. I used to go and listen to the sermons of the gurus, the saints, sannyasis. My mother also took me to so many pilgrimage places. But once my mother found Baba, and she took me to Baba, so that was the beginning of the spiritual life. So I can say that I really never went into that world. I did not have any desires. I hardly saw any movies. I never went to any hotel or, whiling away my time. Even my school days, college days, I used to, in my free time, go to the library and study spiritual books. So, used to read the Gita, used to read the Ramayana, so many other spiritual books I used to read, because that was my real interest. And I also went into the depth of Hindi, because I knew that I will have to serve in Hindi later on too. So Hindi and English, these two subjects I was studying very well in my college days also, because I felt that Baba wants me to become a world server, so one day I will surely serve the world. And Baba's blessing did take place, and then I started living in Madhuban, and I feel that I'm the most, you can say, fortunate soul in the world. Because after living in Madhuban, I feel that the whole world comes here. Because this was also one of the blessings given to me by Avyakt Bab Dada. Baba told me, the whole world will come to you and you have to serve the world. You will also go into the world and the world will come here. So that's what we are seeing today. So of course, no looking back, and my relationship with Baba has grown in all these years. So all relationship with Baba alone and none other, this is what I keep feeling, and I am feeling it more and more as I'm progressing. Thank you. Okay?
Thank you, Didi Shilu. A question for you, Didi Nirmala. In what way would you say you've created a space for Baba to come close to you?
I was a very good student, whether in Alaukik or Alaukik. So as soon as I came to Gyan, I used to go for Murli as soon as I could make it, because when I started studying, I was working in a hospital, midwifery, so I couldn't go every day in the morning. for Murli. But then I changed my job from hospital to dispensary and school children examination. So my timetable was school time like 10 to 5 or something. So I could go for morning class. And I was traveling about 1.5 hours to go to center, but I would be amongst first few. That is, I used to reach there by 6:45. Murli would start at 7. And very few from Bombay itself would come before me.
How were you traveling, Didi?
I had to travel by train. Train would take about 1 hour. And then either I would walk from Churchgate station to Waterloo Mansion where Mama, Baba used to take class, so either walk or take a bus, depending on whether it was the time for bus or not, because walking would take 15-20 minutes, and buses are not so frequent at that time. So sometimes I used to take bus or sometimes walk. So, the thing is, Baba's remembrance and Gyan and my Dharana was the one which brought me closer to Baba. Baba used to call me Mamma's ready-made flower, because even before Gyan, I was good student, regular, punctual. I had honesty, and as soon as I came to Gyan, or as soon as I had faith in Baba, I surrendered everything and started center within 2 years of Gyan.
Thank you, Didi. So, if we have time for a last question, I'll offer this question to Didi Shilu. If we reflect on what we can do each day, what would you see or what you have witnessed as signs of a close life, an intimate life with Baba, that you would see in the routine of whether it's the daddies or whether it's those who are moving ahead very well?
So what do you want me to say?
What are the practices that you've seen in others, or perhaps in your own life as well, that draws Baba close and creates a very intimate and close life with Baba?
Yeah. First of all, I would like to say that I was very, very fortunate indeed to have, you know, been meeting all the dadis too. Not only Mama and Baba, but also the dadis, because I was a student and I used to go to school and then first go to the center and then go to school. Luckily, my home was quite close to the center, not like Didi's having to travel over 1 hour in a train. My home was very close to the center, and my school also very close, then my college also very close. So I used to wear my school uniform in the morning and then go to the center walking. It was walking distance, and from there go to school. So all the dadis, when they used to come to Bombay, because Baba or Mama would be here, they used to watch me. And they would say, oh, you in your school dress would come to Madhuvan, could come to meet Baba and hear Baba's Murli. So right from the beginning I can say that I took my spiritual birth in Baba's lap and to the Murli. So Murli, I loved it so much that, you know, Baba speaks about the first tape recorder which came to Baba, and Baba sent Baba's Murli in the tape recorder to all the places. So I was the first one to hear Baba's Murli on a tape recorder too, you know, Baba's voice too. And of course, wherever Baba's Murli was being read, I used to listen to the Murli. And I would churn. I love to churn the Murli. Even now I have so many diaries filled with Baba's Murli points and my churnings. But then I felt that yes, this knowledge is not just for me. I have to share with others. And also I can say very proudly, like, I have this sanskar of teaching. So when I used to give classes or give lectures or give course, people would ask, have you done some teaching classes? Have you studied how to teach? I would say, no. It's only God who has taught me how to teach. When I was in college also, I would love to teach. And I used to give tuitions in my holidays. And whatever money I would get, I would save that and put in Baba's box. So those were my first days. And then of course when I dedicated myself, I felt that Baba's Murli is the greatest source of my spiritual strength. So I gave a lot of importance to that, and seva, service, as Baba says. And the aim was just to study and serve. So self-service and service of others. And of course all the four subjects. As Baba says, Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva. So I kept that in mind that I have to give importance to all the four subjects, because only then I can get full marks. So till now I do feel that that stage is continuing. Of course I may be having some weaknesses, not that I have no weaknesses, but I do pay attention a lot to myself and make sure that I don't say anything which would give sorrow to someone. Because one special beautiful blessing Baba gave me one day was, I'd been to Hyderabad where Nagarjuna Fertilizers Corporation company had called me for giving lectures, so for giving classes to the executives. So after I returned, you know, after some time those executives came to Madhuvan to meet Baba. Dada, and I was translating for them because they were from Andhra Pradesh, so Telugu speaking, but they didn't know Hindi, so I had to translate to them in English. And then Baba met each one, and then I was translating to them. But then at the end, I just went to Baba to take toli because I served them, gave them, you know, what Baba told them in English. But then as I went to Baba, Baba got hold of my hand, Avek Bab Dada. He put toli in my hand and pressed my hand tight. And Baba gave me a beautiful blessing. Baba said, Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, is in your tongue. That's what Baba said. Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, is on your tongue. So I felt, what a wonderful blessing this is. And I said, if Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, is there on my tongue, or in my tongue, but that means Baba wants me to do something very special. So what does Baba want me to do? What hopes does Baba have in me? And very soon after that, this organization got invitation to give lectures on television. Before that, we could not give lectures on television. There was only just the government channel. But the private channel started, and Brahma Kumaris got the invitation to give lectures on television. So it was Baba's blessing at that time. And then I also said that if Saraswati is on my tongue, in my tongue, then I cannot see anything through this tongue or mouth which will give sorrow to anyone. I must speak only knowledge, nothing but knowledge. No abusive talk is out of question, but not even criticizing anyone, not commenting on anyone, not getting angry with anyone, not speaking useless words, only Baba's Gyan, that's all I must give. So this was my great aim, and I do feel that whenever I say anything, do anything, or even think anything, as Baba says, you must always think that if Baba would be here, Brahma Baba would be here, what would he do? Would he also think in this way? Would he also speak in this way? If he would not, then I also don't have to. So at every moment I keep checking myself to make sure that I follow Brahma Baba completely in his footsteps. And also the other day Baba said, Baba's five steps, Brahma Baba's five steps. So I keep that in mind, I practice on it so that I follow Brahma Baba completely, and then of course our aim is very high to become perfect. Thank you. Okay?
Thank you, Didi Shilu. So, I'm sure we would like to go on, but time is against us. We have gone over time. So, but certainly, it seems appropriate that we sit in Yo together and take the benefit of the company of Didi Nirmala and Didi Shilu. If you'd like to give a thank you.